Now, thankfully, no injuries were reported following a large fire in Carrasaveen. At the weekend, the fire occurred at a takeaway on Newmarket Street in the town, which of course hosted the annual Festival of Music and the Arts. It happened around about 10 to 2 in the morning. Gardaí and four units of the Kerry Fire Service attended the blaze, and Gardaí told Radio Kerry News that the building was unoccupied at the time of the fire, which was brought under control by local services. And look, a lot of damage was done in relation to it, and there is a fundraiser taking place. This is Kevvy's Chipper in Carrasaveen. Patricia Kennedy is with me on the line. Patricia, good morning to you.
Hello, Gerry. Good morning.
Tell me, first of all, when the news first came through to you of the damage that was done to this business in Carrasaveen.
Well, we were working on Saturday night and we got home late, and just when we got home, we found a video that is showing the fire and the devastation that had gone on in Kevvy and Jeanette's family business in Carrasaveen. We couldn't get over it. We were very good friends of theirs for many years. And so we made our way into Carrasaveen on Sunday morning to meet them, obviously, and it's just terrible. But luckily and thankfully, they all escaped with their lives. You know, it could have been a terrible, terrible story in there on Sunday morning in Carrasaveen, you know.
Particularly given such a busy weekend and such a busy night.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It was a very busy night. It's very unfortunate, you know, this situation has occurred, you know.
it's devastating when it hits a business.
Absolutely, but it was also their family home. They lived upstairs, so they have lost everything, you know, and it's going to take them a long time to build themselves back up again, you know. So when we were approached, there was a group of us got together very quickly. Obviously, you have to do this very quickly. We were approached to see what we get involved in setting up a GoFundMe page, and thankfully the support has been magnificent over the last not even 24 hours yet, you know, because we asked our good friend Tommy McGillicuddy in Killorglin, and his son from the Brand Geeks, Chris, is a whiz, and he set it up within half an hour of us deciding to go to set up the page, you know. So it's just been fantastic. It's great that you've rang, because we'd love if you know, a lot of the local GA clubs could share it on all their pages, and any other groups could share it, you know, just to get the word out there to get the support, you know. But we're absolutely delighted with the amount that has been raised so far, thankfully.
Yeah. Look, when you see the damage that's done, you see the pictures online. It's a total destruction. The roof completely.
Oh, it's gone. Completely gone. It's completely gone. They're you know, they've got a lot of support from the Carrasaveen community for, you know, just even in terms of people calling with bits and pieces and, you know, offers of help in every way. So it's fantastic, you know, because the whole of South Kerry are behind them. They've been very involved in the local community. Jeanette has been involved with us in the Moorings for many, many years with the late Paddy Casey, and just coming out and playing music and getting involved in a whole load of events that we've had down the years. So that's how we're so involved, you know.
Yeah.
And Kevvy's been involved in all things for St. Mary's and for the whole area, as their family have also. So all support would be well appreciated.
Yeah, certainly would be. Now, it's Kevvy and Jeanette Murphy's House Fire Support Fund on GoFundMe to try and look, at the moment, obviously, you know, they've lost, I suppose, you know, their living quarters, obviously, and the business is affected as well, Patricia, but they must have lost, you know, sentimental items, all sorts of
everything.
Things that would be in a family home.
Everything. Jeanette was telling me her son has lots of guitars that, you know, they just, you know, a Led Zeppelin album, you know, things like that. Sentimental stuff that was just, that you'll never be able to replace, you know. But, you know, it's devastating for them, you know. It is really devastating. But again, they're alive and they're, you know, they're all together. And that's the main thing, you know. The rest will be able to help out in some way, you know, getting them back on their feet.
Yeah, long-running business, 30 years doing business in Carrasaveen.
Yeah, 30 years, yeah. So they're, you know, I mean, and it was going really, really well, and they were, you know, they were having a great weekend, and, you know, everyone in South Kerry looks forward to the Carrasaveen Music Festival weekend. There's a great buzz around the town, and for this to happen, you know, it was, and the smell of smoke and everything around the town on Sunday morning, it was, you know, a little bit of a damper on it, you know. But luckily the fine day came on Sunday, and it was, you know, it was easier to cope than, you know, being out and about in the rain, you know, obviously when people were going in to meet Jeanette and Kevin, you know. So,
yeah.
It's just, again, all we're trying to promote is a little bit of support for it, and
yeah,
trying to get as many people, you know, to share the page as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the target's 100,000. There are 34,000 already, 500 already, yes, in less than 24 hours. So you'd be hopeful, Patricia, that you'll reach the target and they can get started.
Absolutely.
With the work that needs to be done.
Exactly. And, you know, and just, again, getting the word out there and just trying to get as many people as involved as possible, that's all, you know.
Well, listen, Patricia, I know you'll be giving support. I know the community will be rallying around. And as you said, look, despite the devastation, thankfully, nobody injured in the fire. That's the main thing coming through for it. But a lot of things irreplaceable last. So hopefully they will get the start that they need to try and get things back up and running. It's early days, you know, Patricia, and obviously they're still reeling from the shock. But do you think they would hope to get the business up and running again as part of the rebuild?
Oh, I would think so. You know, that's obviously the aim for, you know, the community and for the family. And hopefully that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, Jerry. You know, the way this is, when you start dealing with trying to get back on your feet, it's going to take some time, you know. It'll take some time for them to get through all of the devastation that's there. But, you know, that would be the plan, please God, that they'll be up and running as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah, and hopefully that would be the case. All right, well, listen, Patricia, thanks so much for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks,
and highlighting it for us here on Radio Kerry. That's the Patricia Kennedy from the Moorings in Port Magee, talking about their friends, Kevin and Jeanette Murphy, the house fire and the business, the house gone, business gone, as a result of that fire in the early hours of Sunday morning in Carrasaveen. A very busy weekend. Kevin's takeaway, the Murphy family, you know, dealt a devastating blow with the destruction of their business and family home on New Market Street in Carrasaveen. So there you go. We've links to the GoFundMe page on Kerry Today, on our Twitter, and on the Radio Kerry Facebook page. So check that out as well.